Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The voice of St. Louis. News that matters to you. KMOX.
Welcome back. John Hancock joined by Megan Shackelford in for Michael Kelly, who is amazingly out of town today. The very exciting event coming up this coming week in St. Louis, Thursday night, November the 2nd. It's going to be a night on Broadway to benefit the Michael J. Fox Foundation for the Treatment and Cure of Parkinson's Disease. Joining us right now on the Quiver River Electric guest line is one of the organizers of the event, Mary Beth Dynas. Mary Beth, welcome to KMOX. This sounds like a fun event.
Hi, John. Hi, Megan. Good morning. Gosh, thank you for having me. Yes, it's going to be a great event. You mentioned it's called A Night on Broadway, and it is benefiting the Michael J. Fox Foundation. It will be a musical performance. We will have the wonderful Miss Anna Blair performing that night, our local cabaret singer, as well as my husband, Steve Dynas, who has Parkinson's but is a classically trained opera singer. And some other musical guests, yours truly, John, might be joining us as well on a rendition of something.
I am.
We're so looking forward to that.
And I'm a little rusty, though, I got to tell you. I'm going to have to get a little practice in before
okay.
Thursday.
Well, you still have a little time. It is Thursday, November 2nd, as you said. We are performing at the Skip Verop Performing Arts Center at Chaminade, which is a gorgeous venue.
Wonderful venue.
Yeah, the doors open at 5:45, and we will have a silent and live auction there, which will be fabulous for those of you that want to do a little pre-Christmas shopping. There's some lovely items that have been donated to us. And then it's cocktails and heavy hors d'oeuvres and then the performance. And I think it's going to be a fabulous evening.
Yeah, and Steve, your husband, he's been dealing with Parkinson's for, what, a couple of decades now. And
Hold on.
Yeah, and he's going to be singing. What is he singing?
Well, he'll be singing. I can't give away the list yet, but he'll be singing some Broadway show tunes as well, and accompanied by Anna. And it's a great evening. I think the purpose of the evening is really twofold. Of course, we want to raise money to support Michael J. Fox Foundation and the research they're doing. They're really cutting edge, and we just want to jump on the train right now and support them because they've actually had a huge breakthrough in Parkinson's research this past spring, where they identified a biomarker for objective diagnosis and early diagnosis of the disease, which is really important and will ultimately lead to better treatments and, we hope, a cure. And the second part of this, really why we're doing this, is besides the fundraiser part, is really just to recognize the contributions of those that have the disease still make, even as they battle through this. And so my husband performing on this, he's had it for 20 years. And of course, he has a beautiful voice. He still has a beautiful voice, but Parkinson's is really something that's one of the areas that affects is your voice, but he's still working to perform and to showcase his talents, and we want to honor him and respect him for that night.
Well, if anyone in our listening audience would like to hear Anna Blair or Steve Dynas or any of the other performers that evening, how would one get tickets? How much are they, and where can they get the information?
So the information is on the Michael J. Fox Foundation website. We have our own specific website called A Night on Broadway. So if you go to the Michael J. Fox website and go to Take Action and then find an event, you'll see us listed at the top one or two events since our event is next week. And then you'll click on that and there's a direct link to donate. Your donation is your ticket to the event. And we are asking that people donate $100 a person to join us for that night.
If somebody gets to be Thursday and they say, oh, I remember hearing about this on KMOX, can they show up and just pay at the door?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We would love to have all comers to this. You know, we encourage Parkinson's patients themselves. The theater is very accessible, and their caregivers, anyone that knows friends or family with Parkinson's, I think they'll find it very uplifting and very supportive.
Yeah, I think this is such a wonderful event, and thank you so much for putting this together. My grandfather had Parkinson's, and it is really challenging for family members. So I think it's so lovely to have an event that everyone can participate in and celebrate. And thank you so much for sharing with us.
Oh, thank you, Megan. And I will tell you this, just from my work on this fundraiser, I am amazed at how many people have family and friends with Parkinson's. It is more pervasive than you imagine, and we really need to work to get a cure for it.
You know, that is so very true. And, of course, here at KMOX, it's very close to home. Our beloved Jack Buck succumbed to Parkinson's disease some 20 years ago. And it's something that if we haven't experienced it directly in our families, we all of us know somebody who struggles with this. Encouraged to hear of the breakthrough research that's coming along. The night is Thursday, November 2nd. It's called The Night on Broadway. It's going to be at the Performing Arts Center out there at Chaminade Preparatory School. It's a wonderful venue. We're asking for $100 or more as a donation to the Michael J. Fox Foundation. You can get that information from the Michael J. Fox Foundation website or show up Thursday night. The doors open at 5:45, and there's a live auction, a silent auction, lots to do, lots of entertainment. Mary Beth Dynas, thanks so much. Good luck with your event, and we'll see you then.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate it.
You bet. That's Mary Beth Dynas. It's A Night on Broadway this coming Thursday evening. Doors open at 5:30.
It sounds like it's going to be lovely, John.
Yeah,
what
I got to get.
Are you going to perform?
Well, so I'm thinking about that. I'm going back and forth. And I haven't done a lot of piano playing lately. I've gotten into snooker, you may know.
Do you recall that I have had the pleasure of listening to you play the piano?
When?
In Jefferson City. This is a Jefferson City-centric show.
Yeah.
Our friend Patrick's office, he had an old piano. We were in Jefferson City for some meetings. And by the way, we played pool after those meetings. This was a long time ago, John.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
8 or 9 years.
Yes.
You played piano for Michael Kelly and I, and we were blown away. I had no idea you had that secret talent back
so
then.
So I think I'm going to perform a piece that I wrote in the 1980s called Dixon. And Dixon's a little town in the central part of Missouri, and it's where my father's family goes back into the 1830s from. And we've got, I don't know, 3 or 4 generations of Hancocks that are buried in the Dixon Cemetery. And I remember as a young boy, my grandfather passed away. And it's right at the beginning of the Ozark Hills. And so it's very hilly. It's very pretty. And back then, driving, you're almost hanging off of the edge of the road, you know, as you're winding your way up there. And it's just that scenery, when this theme came out of me, you know, that scenery just kind of spoke to the music. It's got a very rural, rustic sound to it. So that's what I'm going to perform.
Guests not only get to see you perform, but they get to hear an original John Hancock piece of
music.
Oh,
yeah. People come from inches around. Yeah, they come from inches around just to do that. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today. There is no further update on the Lewiston shooter. They're still searching for him. So we will keep you up to date with that story as the day progresses. Covered a lot of political topics as well. And we've got one more hour. Chris and Amy are not here today. So it's going to be a strange day. Megan and I are going to be with you for the next hour. Then Mike Claiborne is going to be in. And then later on, the DGS show will take over. I think Dave Glover is off. Everybody's off today except for us. James O'Sullivan working behind the board, doing a masterful job. As always, Frank Ladd, Megan Shackelford, and I will be back. Ethan Hannafin steps into the control room, and he joins us and joins all of you next hour, one more time on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at chumbacasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.